Zondervan presents Nightmare's Edge by Brian Davis. Read by Michael Longstreth. Chapter 1. Waking Up Dead. Nathan ducked under a low-hanging branch and pushed a dangling python out of the way with his bandaged hand. The snake hissed, startling him for a moment. With its beady eyes and flicking tongue, it seemed real, as tangible as everything else in this dim, dream-fueled jungle. Just ahead on the narrow path, Cerulean paid no attention. After all, in the realm of dreams, even the forest was imaginary. To Nathan, however, all the details, from the thick, green foliage of overarching trees darkening their steps to the high humidity dampening his armpits, painted a three-dimensional landscape that felt as real as it looked. Wiping his brow with a sleeve, Nathan pulled off the gray Iowa sweatshirt he had borrowed from Nathan of Earth Blue and tied the sleeves around his waist. Nathan Blue wouldn't need the shirt back, since not long ago the murderous vision stalker Migdar had burned his eyes out with a life-absorbing touch. Nathan peered into the murky jungle. Who could tell if that killer now stalked this dream world, ready to leap out from behind one of the tropical trees and repeat the attack? And a more immediate problem, with just a slender candle in Cerulean's grip lighting their way, how could two awake people find another one of their kind in this enormous, dark land? He hurried to catch up with Cerulean, Earth Blue's supplicant from the misty world. Keeping his eyes focused straight ahead and the white candle from Earth Blue held out in front, Cerulean stayed quiet. Only the swishing sound of his dark blue shirt and matching trousers made any sound at all. Nothing seemed to faze him, even the images conjured by frightened sleepers.